Now time for our Perry-LeCompton locker room chat here on KNCA. We got the head coach, Mike Paramore, joining us here for a few minutes, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, I think it was a tale of two halves in the game last week against Holton, a 16-10 game. Holton had the lead. Team's right there, but Holton, in the end, able to pull away with a 40-10 win. I guess let's just start with the first half. What'd you like from your team being in that game through the first couple of quarters?
We came out with some good energy and you know, took advantage, got the early turnover, and then were able to capitalize and put it in the end zone. So that got us going a little bit, and just felt good about what we were doing. I think our offense was starting to move the ball a little bit and starting to click and starting to hit some things. Defensively, we struggled a little bit, but a lot of teams do against Holton because of what they do, and they're really good at it. But, you know, pleased with our guys and how they came out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, the second half, as we mentioned, able to pull away a little bit. I would just think with that style of offense that Holton runs and just how good and challenging it is in terms of stop from the opposition perspective, I would just think unless you have multiple bodies that you can just constantly rotate in and out, if you're playing guys both ways, I would just think against this Holton offense, is it a scenario where, you know, it's just guys kind of tiring down, you know, on the defensive side and they're just kind of able to take advantage of that?
I think they wear you out because they keep coming at you. And, you know, we challenged our guys this week what kind of physical game it was going to be. And, you know, you got to hang in there and keep battling. But I think the biggest thing that we didn't do good in the second half is, you know, offensively, we got to, you know, stay off the field from a defensive standpoint, keep their offense off the field and see if we can, you know, go grind some clock and limit their possession and limit their time with it. And then also, you know, turn it into where we're putting some points on the board and kind of battling back and forth. And we weren't very effective in the second half offensively.
Outside of Nemaha Central, I think you could argue you've probably played the four best teams in the league in the first 4 weeks. If you look at a St. Mary's, although, you know, they came up short against Silver Lake. You've seen Silver Lake, Sabetha, Holton last week. Again, mentioning, you know, take outside Nemaha Central, maybe the four top teams in this league. How would you assess the first half as we go into week number five?
Well, it's I think we knew coming in what this league was going to be, and every Friday night is going to be a challenge. And even the back half of our schedule, nothing gets easy. You still got some good teams coming up that we're going to have to be very well prepared for and make sure we're doing what we need to do to have a chance to be successful. But, you know, it's been a tough row, and nobody wants to be setting 0-4, but we're sitting there. It's, you know, guys, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We still got a lot of football to play. We got some things in front of us. District play is still a big part of what we're facing, and if we want to get ourselves in a chance to go play in November, you know, we need to right the ship a little bit and start playing better.
Yeah, certainly some opportunities, and it starts here week number five at Royal Valley. We'll get your thoughts on that matchup when we come back. We're talking with the coach, Mike Paramore, and we got more right after this. We're dialed in. A few more minutes. Perry-LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore. Locker room chat this week presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The cause at Royal Valley here. District matchup week number five, or I should say we got district matchups later on. This is a non-district game between the cause and the Panthers. So you step out of district play. Chance to kind of right the ship here and get on the board. But this Royal Valley team, they run it really well. They're good up front in the offensive and defensive lines. What can you expect from this Panthers team here in week number five on Friday night?
Yeah, another physical battle, and they're similar in what they're doing offense, what Holton did, and, you know, they got that full house backfield in there, and they're going to come at you. They got a fullback in there that they like to slam in there, and he's a big load and carries the ball tough, and he hurt us last year, too, so it's something we're going to have a challenge on, seeing if we can slow them down, and as you mentioned, up front, both sides of the ball, they're big and physical, and do some good things, and it's another night in the Big East. You better come buckled up, ready to go, because it's going to be a challenge.
Isn't it very similar what they do on offense, you know, to a certain degree with what you saw with Holton? Is it kind of similar in a certain degree?
Yeah, a lot of similar styles. I think both those guys are Smith Center background, obviously, and have carried out that tradition of what was started there with Coach Barta, Senior Coach Barta, and they've carried it on, and it's a good thing, and they believe in it, and, you know, it's a tough offense to stop because it's something you don't see week in and week out, and they run it very well, and, you know, you got to be very sound in what you're doing defensively, and then, you know, be prepared for the physical battle and make sure you're gap sound and tackle really well.
Give us some keys to a victory on Friday night, Coach. What's it going to take to go on the road to beat this Panthers team?
Well, I think we need to continue offensively, and we're showing some signs of coming to life a little bit and getting our passing game going, and just see if we can eat some clock and control some things and get the football in the end zone a few more times. I mean, you know, we're starting to come there. We're feeling better about our offense. We're making progress. You know, again, offensive line, we've kind of struggled a little bit. We've been truly inconsistent, but we're going to hopefully start playing with the same group of five guys the rest of the way if we can stay healthy. So that's going to be big. And then defensively, we just got to tackle better. We got to be physical, stand up to the challenge, and be ready to go.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us here. They'll be at Royal Valley on Friday night, Big East League battle, non-district game before they get back to it the following week on the road at Jefferson West. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate you.